Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin with Discovery Institute, Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. On today's ID the Future episode, we're going to discuss tips for how parents and students can cope with Darwinian dogmatism in public schools. After attending public schools from kindergarten through my master's degree, I learned a few lessons about staying informed while studying a biased and one-sided origins curriculum. My large inner-city public high school was rich in diversity, and I learned to appreciate a multiplicity of viewpoints and backgrounds. Unfortunately, this diversity did not extend into the biology classroom. There I was told there was one and only one acceptable perspective regarding origins, neo-Darwinian theory. As students head back to school this year, I want to share some tips that I've learned to help students stay informed on this topic. My first tip is never opt out of learning evolution. In fact, study evolution every chance you get. A couple of years ago, an evolutionary biologist named Patrick Keeling wrote a letter to the journal Science where he said that, quote, after a creationist visited my biology class, unquote, his class was promised a lecture on evolution, which he says never materialized. He writes, I wanted to know what we were missing and why. I can empathize with Dr. Keeling. I had an analogous but opposite experience studying evolution when I was in high school. At the end of our stridently pro-Darwin only unit on evolution, my public high school biology teacher promised us a debate, which, like Keeling's evolution lecture, never materialized. Then in college, I took many courses covering evolution at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. But just like my experience in high school, there was virtually no meaningful debate or dialogue over fundamental scientific questions about where we came from. Neo-Darwinian evolution was virtually always taken as a given. Exactly like Keeling, I wanted to know what I was missing. Despite the one-sided nature of my education, I'm glad I studied evolution. In fact, the more evolutionary biology I took, the more I became convinced that the theory was based upon unproven assumptions, contradictory methodologies, and supported weakly by the evidence. So my first tip is to never be afraid to study evolution. In fact, the more evolution I studied, the more skeptical I became. But when you do study evolution, it's always vital to think critically and keep yourself proactively informed about a diversity of viewpoints. That's my next couple tips. Tip number two is think for yourself, think critically, and question assumptions. Though my professors rarely, if ever, would acknowledge it, I quickly discovered in college that nearly all evolutionary claims are based mostly upon assumptions. Modern evolutionary theory is assumed to be true, and then the data is interpreted based upon those assumptions. The challenge for you, the truth-seeking student, is to always try to separate out the raw data from the assumptions that guide the interpretation of that data. Keep your eyes out for circular reasoning. You'll see that very quickly, evolutionary assumptions become facts, and future data must be assembled in order to be consistent with those facts. Realize that evolutionary thinking often employs contradictory logic and inconsistent methodologies. The logic employed to infer evolution in situation A may be precisely the opposite of the logic used to infer evolution in situation B. Here are a couple examples. Biological similarity between two species is said to imply inheritance from a common ancestor, i.e. vertical common descent, except for when it doesn't, and then evolutionary scientists appeal to processes like convergent evolution or horizontal gene transfer. Or, for example, neo-Darwinian evolution is said to predict transitional forms may be found, but then when they're not found, that's just said to show that the transitions took place too rapidly and in populations too small to become fossilized. Or, for example, evolutionary genetics is said to predict that our genomes will be full of useless junk DNA, except that when we discover function for such junk, evolution is said to predict that cells would never retain useless junk DNA in the first place. When both A and not A are said to imply evolution, you know that a theory is based upon inconsistent and unsound methodologies. So keep an eye out for assumptions and contradictory thinking, for they abound in evolutionary reasoning. Finally, you must always be careful to think for yourself. Everyone wants to be scientifically literate, but the Darwin lobby pressures people by redefining scientific literacy to mean acceptance of evolution, rather than what it used to mean, namely an independent mind who understands science and forms its own informed opinions. evolutionary thinking banks on you letting down your guard and letting its assumptions slip into your thought processes. This is why it's vital that you think for yourself and question assumptions. Critical thinking showed me that Darwinian evolution is more about a set of questionable assumptions rather than a compelling conclusion. Self-initiated critical thinking can be a tall task, but seeking the truth is worth every mental calorie expended. My third tip, therefore, is to proactively learn about credible scientific viewpoints that dissent from Darwinism on your own time, even if your classes censored those non-evolutionary ideas. Patrick Keeling's letter goes on to say what he had to do to learn about evolution. He writes, quote, "For the first time in my life, I willingly, eagerly even, picked up my textbook and studiously read it. With growing interest, I realized that evolution made an awful lot of sense and that I was being hoodwinked in my biology class," unquote. Keeling's story may sound sympathetic, but the reality is that it is unrepresentative of the typical experience of public school students. The overwhelming majority of students in public high schools, colleges, and universities are not hoodwinked into ignorance about the case for evolution, but rather they are forced to study pro-Darwin-only curricula that misrepresent, disparage, or simply censor non-evolutionary views and evidence. In fact, Keeling's words describe exactly how I felt after studying only the pro-evolution view in high school and college, but then finally discovered that there are credible scientific views that dissent from neo-Darwinism that were never disclosed to us. I was a victim of censorship, and I have a strong suspicion that it is my story, not Keeling's, that is much closer to what most people experience. The Darwinian educational establishment doesn't make it easy for you to become objectively informed on the topic of evolution. But with a little hard work on your own, it can be done. The way around typical one-sided evolution curricula is to investigate the issue for yourself. Yes, take courses that advocate evolution, but also read material from credible Darwin skeptics to learn about other views. Only then can you truly make an informed decision on what you believe on these important questions. So what are some good resources you can use to learn about the debate over evolution? Well, that's my fourth and final tip. One resource is the newly released ID study curriculum, Discovering Intelligent Design. It's the first curriculum to comprehensively introduce the evidence for design in both biology and cosmology. Discovering ID is a multimedia curriculum, as it uses a textbook, a workbook, and a DVD. We recommend it for use in private schools, homeschools, or small discussion groups. Or if you want to study ID on your own personal time, it's a great resource. So what about public schools? What do we recommend there? Well, for public schools, there's another textbook called Explore Evolution, The Arguments For and Against Neo-Darwinism. It's the only textbook written for public school use that accurately teaches students about both the pros and the cons of modern evolutionary theory. There are lots of other great resources out there, too. You can become a regular reader of Evolution News or listen to the ID the Future podcast, and you'll be able to stay up to date on recent happenings in this debate. The choice is yours. As you go back to school, you can go with the Darwinian flow being taught in your classroom, or you can think for yourself and form your own opinions. Whatever you decide is right, just make sure you're investigating all the evidence and following it wherever it leads. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.